heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was the kid that was driving that Model A. Well, it's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and the Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders and uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a 4-barrel carbon dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. Left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but then the taillights were all you could see. Well, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110 and twisted the speedometer cable off at the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor. I says, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck. I whispered a prayer just for luck. The fenders was clicking, the guardrail post. The guys beside me were white as ghosts. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road just looked like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on their sides, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly when that Cadillac pulled over and let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip, and she started rocking. I looked in my mirror, and a red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking. You don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Good morning. Lonesome Captain here, sitting here with my hurt feelings because it's country funk time. We heard Charlie Ryan, Hot Rod Lincoln. That was an answer song to a song called Hot Rod Race 1 by Archie Shelby. And today we are going to be indulging in one of my fantasies. In Hot Rod Lincoln, there's a Phantom Cadillac. And then in the song Maybelline, Chuck Berry's going down the road in his Hot Rod Ford, and there's his Cadillac with Maybelline. What if it was the same Cadillac? What if Maybelline was the one tearing through Hot Rod Lincoln? Oh my goodness! So we're going to hear a lot of different versions of Maybelline and Hot Rod Lincoln and some Cadillac songs on KXRY Portland 107.1 and 91.1 FM and always streaming on xray.fm. Let's get to the start of the Maybelline saga with Chuck Berry and his Hot Rod Ford trying to catch up to Maybelline to talk some sense with her. At the end he does. Oh my goodness, I love this song. And I love the snare drum. It's pointed out to me as one of the best snare drum sounds in rock and roll. So you tell me what you think. You can always shoot me an email at lonesomecaptain@gmail.com. Just quitting a subject line regarding the snare drum sound of Maybelline. How's that for specific? All right, let's get on this voyage. Ping-ponging between Hot Rod Lincoln and Maybelline. Come on, Chuck. It's your turn. Do it.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104. My phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. My rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Setting a pace, that story's true, I'm here to say, cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared, the brakes are good and the tires are fair. San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around the corner and I passed a truck, I crossed my fingers, just blood, the fenders clicking, the guardrail close, the guy beside me, white as a ghost. I had lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. He said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Down in the dips, he started to rock. I looked in the mirror, and the red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me, and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
About 95, we were bumping a bumper rolling side to side.
Maybelline, why can't you be true?
started back doing the things you used to do. Well, my Cadillac pulled up ahead of your Ford. Your Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Then got cloudy and it started to rain. You tooted your horn, go past the lane. Rainwater blowing all under your hood. I was afraid it was doing your motor some good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Let them pick one.
Yeah.
Like it's sitting still, I caught you and Maybelline at the top of the hill.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Yeah,
you done started back doing the things you used to do. They gonna pick again.
That might be one of my second favorite version of Maybelline. That's Johnny Paycheck and George Jones. And some funky guitar. They definitely reimagined that tune. Ooh, I loved it. And then we heard Johnny Boyd doing the Hot Rod Lincoln. A little bit of a short segment. Got more. We're just revving up our engines with this Hot Rod Lincoln Maybelline Marathon. We're going to get on to another, a very 70s version, although that George Jones, Johnny Paycheck version was pretty 70s in its own right. We got Hoyt Axton, the man who wrote Joy to the World and other great songs, and was the inspiration, or had the bus anyways, for that Willie Nelson record, Honeysuckle Rose, which is a fine movie. If you got 2 hours to kill, you want to see Willie Nelson in his prime, good time. Not that I give recommendations. All right, here we go. Let's listen to Hoyt Axton here tear up on some Maybelline. Oh, yeah, I can feel it. I'm feeling really good for you. Yeah, okay. This is It's Country Funk Time with a deep dive on Hot Rod Lincoln and Maybelline and that Phantom Cadillac that rolls through both songs with such intensity. I wish it was true. One car could inspire two great car songs. Make it true. Make it true, please. Come on, Hoyt Axton. I want to hear you sing, son. It's country funk time.
My motor's some good. Maybelline.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story I'm here to say. I'm the kid that was driving that Model A. I got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders and it uses them all. With an overdrive, it just won't stall. I got a 4x carb with a dual exhaust and 411 gears that can really get lost. It's got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. Well, we left San Pedro late one night. The moon and stars were shining bright. Everything went fine at the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like he's standing still. Well, then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me. By then the taillights was all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to about 110 and twisted the speedometer cable off at the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor. I said, that's all there is, ain't no more. Well, I went around a corner and I passed the truck. I whispered a prayer just for luck. The fenders was clicking, the guardrail post. The guy beside me looked as white as a ghost. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. Telephone posted like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road look just like dots. Well, the smoke was rolling out the back, and when I started to gain on that Cadillac, I knew I could catch him, and I hoped to pass, but when I did, I'd be nearly out of gas. Well, I went around the corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and the Cadillac pulled over, and he let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down the dip, and started rocking. I looked in my mirror, and a red light was blinking, and the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. And I called my pop and to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Well, as I was motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. To be true, you done started back doing the things you used to do. Cadillac moved to 104, Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Gun got cloudy and began to rain, tooted my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood, I knew it was doing my motor some good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. To be true, oh Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Well, the motor cooled down, heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like tunnel lid, 110, half a mile ahead. Cadillac looked like setting still, caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
Well, Maybelline, I don't know why I didn't bother to fool with you. I don't ask you to change your ways, but you done started back doing the same old thing you used to do. Man,
my pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace. That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 411 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down. And the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
All right, we're back on It's Country Funk Time. That was Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen off his fine record, Hot to Trot. This is the first version of the song I ever heard, and I still love it. I may love it the most. I don't know. I don't like to play favorites, but I do. All right, I'll give it to Commander Cody. He was a great interpreter of Western swing. Oh, my goodness. All right. We also heard the great Roger Miller do Hot Rod Lincoln. No slouch. Can't bag on Roger Miller. And we heard an early Marty Robbins, about the same year that Chuck Berry did it, singing Maybelline. Very rockabilly. Marty Robbins and early Buck Owens both started off on the rockabilly side. Let's get to it with some Chris Smithers on It's Country Funk Time.
As I was a motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville. Cadillac moving on an open road, nothing I'll run my V8 for. The Cadillac moving up in 95. We were bumping the bumper, rolling side by side. Maybelline, can't you be true? Maybelline, can't you be true? Started back doing the things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac moved up 104. Four got hot, wouldn't move no more. I backed him up, it started to rain. I honked my horn through the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I know that's doing my motor. Can't you be true? Maybelline, can't you be true? Started back doing the things you used to do. standing still. I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. The Cadillac looking like a hunk of lead. I'm 110, a half a mile ahead. Maybelline, can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, can't you be true? You started back doing the things you used to do. Yeah, you started back doing. Started back doing. Started back doing.
Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving that old hot rod Lincoln. Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Mercs at the base. Story's true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. Had a Model A body made it look like a pup with a Lincoln motor that was really souped up. Eight cylinders, used them all, had overdrive, and it just won't stall. It had 411 gears, a dual exhaust. With a four-barrel tire, you can really get lost. Safety deuce, man, I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tire's fair. I pulled out of San Pedro late one night. Moon and the stars shining bright. I was climbing up the Grapevine Hill. Passing cars, again, was standing still. Cadillac sedan passed me by. Remark was made, that's a car for me. But then the taillight was off. Now the fellas all read me for being behind. I said, man, I better make my licking unwind. So I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110. The spotter said I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, there ain't no more. Now Dallas here said I lost my sense. Said the telephone poles look like a picket fence. He said, slow down, Billy, I see spot. Lines in the road look just like dots. I took a corner side swipe the truck. Crossed my fingers just for luck. Fenders to click around the guardrail post. And Jack O'Dell, white as a ghost. Started again on a Cadillac. I knew I could catch him. Hoped I could pass. You know, by then I'd be low on gas. Flame was shooting from out of the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, boys, I got a license to fly. The caddy pulled over. Let me buy a semi-truck. Let's see. Edmund Fitzgerald. VW bus full of hippies. Who should pull over and let me buy a Johnny Cash? In all the rebel rock. Roy Orbison, he let me buy. Johnny Rivers, Marty Robbins, Buck Owens, and the Buckaroo. Merle Travis. Merle Haggard with Red Volkart on guitar. Red taught me this lick. Sorry, Red, I'll get it next time. Bob Wills. Sugarwood Garland. The artist formerly known as Nick Lowe's ex-grandmother-in-law, Mother Maybelle Clark. Let's keep going. Flatten scrub. adventure. Leon McAuliffe pulled over. Leon. That's Jerry Bird. Leon. James Jamerson pulled over. Don King didn't work so good on the live album. Billie Jean King. Finally,
the King.
Those Englishmen. Glimmer Clan. The Fab Four. The Pre-Fab Four. Oh, the Sex Pistols. Jimmy. Started knocking down in the ditch, started rocking. I looked in the mirror, there was a red light blinking the cops that mile. Well, they arrested me, they threw me in jail. They called Lou to go my bail. He said, Bill, you're gonna drive me to drink it if you won't quit picking that hot Rod Lincoln. Twins.
All right, that's Bill Kirshen and the Twang Bangers, which also included the great Red Volcar, Telecasters, and Hot Rod Lincoln. Go pretty well together, wouldn't you say? Bill dropped pretty much every musical reference he could think of in that one. I actually saw them do that live a few times, and it always brought the house down. So, hope you liked that. I certainly did. And we started off with Chris Smithers. That's the most emotionally charged of all the Maybellines. I didn't know the song had so much feeling, but that Chris Smithers, he can take a song, whether it's his own or a cover. Guy can do amazing things. I would put him down as highly underrated. All right, so that's been our look at Maybelline Hot Rod Lincoln. Now we're just going to celebrate the fine American craftsmanship of yore of the Cadillac. That fleeting symbol of materialism and a faded America. Oh my goodness. Did I just say that? All right, you ready? We're going to play not so much someone I would normally play, but he's got a good Cadillac song, so let's give it to him, right? If you got the goods, you got the goods, and Bruce has got the goods. Here's Cadillac Ranch. It's country funk time.
Yeah. thought about it, and we talked about it from time to time. Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry. Always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured to have it all by the time I retired. Have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. Gonna ride around in style, gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I have the only one there is around. Well, the very next day when I checked in with my big lunchbox and help from my friends, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. Well, the first day I got me a fuel pump, the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, the big stuff I snuck out in my buddy's mobile home. Well, up to now, my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when I noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73. When we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, had that engine running just like a song. The headlights was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when I pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, that's when I noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we went uptown just to get the tags, and I headed her right on down Main Drag. You could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff, and when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I have the only one there is around. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. Gonna ride around in style, gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth and the Psychobilly Cadillac, come on. Negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I just went up to the factory there and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, all the way.
Let me ride in your big Cadillac, oh Jesus. Let me ride in your big Cadillac. I can see the pearly gates where the angels wait, standing all around your big Cadillac. Won't you take me by the hand, lead me to the promised land, and let me
driving your big Cadillac. Does St. Peter know that I want to go for a ride in your big Cadillac? Ride those streets paved gold where nobody will get old, riding in the back of your big Cadillac. Let me ride in your big Cadillac, Lord Jesus, let me ride in your big Cadillac. Let me ride in your big Cadillac, Lord, Lord, just let me ride in your big Cadillac. In my mansion's grand, I can hear an angel band and see the keys to your big Cadillac. Take me by your nail-scarred hand, lead me out of this whole world and let me ride in your big Cadillac. I'm so tired of walking around, let me hear your trumpet sound and let me ride in your big Cadillac. Heard you traded in your cross to God the Father, God the Boss. Now let me ride in your big Cadillac. Let me ride in your big Cadillac, Lord Jesus. Let me ride in your big Cadillac. Let me ride in your big Cadillac, Lord, Lord. Just let me ride in your big Cadillac.
Okay, it's the Lonesome Captain. Just letting you know that my hurt feelings have once again been kept at bay by the curative power of music. This has been Hot Rod Lincoln, Maybelline, and a brand new Cadillac. In that last segment, we heard Blaze Foley, Let Me Ride in Your Big Cadillac. We heard Alive, One Piece at a Time, by the godfather of country music. Probably many other nicknames. Not necessarily that one, actually. Mr. Johnny Cash. Drive-By Truckers gave us their amazing Carl Perkins Cadillac. And we started off with Mr. Bruce Springsteen himself with a 1980 or 81 performance at his peak of Cadillac Ranch, and the band was smoking. All right, thanks for letting me do this. It is fun for me. I hope it is engaging and interesting for you, or something to listen to. I don't know. Enjoy your Saturday. We will be back next week with more It's Country Funk. Until then, here's a brief message by one of our very beloved sponsors. See you now.
X-Ray FM is supported by our friends at Harka Architecture, whose mission is to uplift your ideas and our community. Harka brings expertise in toxicity, high performance, and resiliency to all their projects. They are a full-service architectural and interior firm specializing in middle housing infill, ADUs, remodels, and adaptive commercial reuse.